I'm Lazo Gichos, I'm 19, and I grew up in the Metha Valley. Today, we bring you the fifth season, an audio series about surviving wildfire smoke in North Central Washington. It was 2014, and Twist Mayor Sue Ing Moody was in a hurry.
Oh, I just remember, I have these images still of the reporters coming from Seattle, from Spokane, and they were, I had some who literally were chasing me down the street, following me as I was meeting with our police and fire to go over the day strategies of what we were going to do.
It was the start of the Carlton Complex fire, what was to be the largest fire in Washington state history.
We had multitude of problems happening at the same time. Not only was there active fire burning, but we had communications breakdown.
The internet, cell towers, and landlines went down.
We had no electricity. And yet there, of course, where there's fire, there is smoke. And so everyone knew that there was something going on, but really without the information of where and where the hazards really were, we couldn't really get a full sense of it.
By that point, Mayor Sue had been mayor of Twisp for 4 years, and there hadn't been any major wildfires. Even so, there was a thought going through her mind.
I really, honestly, at that moment, I really knew in my heart that I'm supposed to be the mayor at this moment in time in this town.
Mayor Sue didn't have experience managing wildfires as a mayor, but she had a lot of experience from another period in her life, grad school. Mayor Sue attended graduate school in Germany, where she studied wildfire resilience in rural communities. In many ways, she was made for this moment.
This was just my whole life kind of flashing in front of me, where I thought, wow, this is all the stuff that I've been working with other communities about, and now it's here at home.
With the phone lines and cell towers down and the power out, there was only one way to communicate with the Twisp community, in person. They knocked on doors, and
we had the meetings in our community center, in the gym, and we were able then to invite various speakers to come
and share information about the direction of the fire and air quality, as well as how to cope with the smoke.
Where possible, you know, to stay indoors and, of course, to not go out unless you needed to or had facial covering.
When the fires subsided, Mayor Sue and the town of Twisp knew they had to be ready for future fires and smoke.
When smoke's in the area, you just don't know how long it lasts. It can last for weeks, months, and really trying to escape that was really not something that was an option, especially for a lot of our community members. They couldn't get away from the smoke for that length of time.
They needed to build resilience.
Building resilience in our communities against wildfire smoke is part prevention, and it's also part preparedness.
Twisp can count on major wildfire smoke exposure almost every summer, but we can reduce other kinds of smoke exposure, like burning debris in our yards. That causes smoke too. There's an alternative: turning small trees and yard waste into wood chips.
With our local Clean Air Methow program, we were able to provide a chipping program for our community, and that was really helpful. So that helps us to reduce the waste and then thereby prevent more burning.
Mayor Sue says that a major takeaway from the Carlton Complex fire was that communication is collaborative.
I think the hardest part to realize is that when you're solving complex problems, it really does require a multitude of entities, organizations, people at the table to work collaboratively together, really, to solve that complex problem.
She has some other advice for leaders of small towns.
It's never too early to start your community planning for emergencies, especially when it comes to wildfires, because it happens fast.
This planning starts by assessing a town's weakness.
During an emergency, it is your weakest link that will go first, always is. And so every community is different. But you can begin your assessment by really looking at where your weaknesses and vulnerabilities lie as a community.
Wildfires and smoke disasters can happen anywhere, and the threat is only growing.
Always assume it can happen to you. I think before the 2014 wildfires, I don't think anyone here would have thought that that large of a wildfire, that devastating of a wildfire, would happen in our own backyards.
For more resources on smoke readiness, visit cleanairmethow.org or find us on Facebook.